courage or timidity, fear or confidence, high spirit or low cunning, and with regard to intelligence, something equivalent to sagacity. Some of these qualities in man, as compared with the corresponding qualities in animals, differ only quantitatively. That is to say, a man has more or less of this quality, and an animal has more or less of some other. Other qualities in man are represented by analogous and not identical qualities. For instance, just as in man we find knowledge, wisdom, and sagacity, so in certain animals there exists some other natural potentiality akin to these. The truth of this statement will be the more clearly apprehended if we have regard to the phenomena of childhood. For in children may be observed the traces and seeds of what will one day be settled psychological habits. Though psychologically a child hardly differs for the time being from an animal, so that one is quite justified in saying that, as regards man and animals, certain psychical qualities are identical with one another, whilst others resemble and others are analogous to each other. Nature proceeds little by little from things lifeless to animal life in such a way that it is impossible to determine the exact line of demarcation, nor on which side of it an intermediate form should lie. Thus, next after lifeless things in the upward scale comes the plant. And of plants, one will differ from another as to its amount of apparent vitality. And in a word, the whole genus of plants, whilst it is devoid of life as compared with an animal, is endowed with life as compared with other corporeal entities. Indeed, as we just remarked, there is observed in plants a continuous scale of ascent towards the animal. So, in the sea, there are certain objects concerning which one will be at a loss to determine whether they be animal or vegetable. For instance, certain of these objects are fairly rooted, and in several cases perish if detached. Thus, the pinna is rooted to a particular spot, and the solen, or razor shell, cannot survive withdrawal from its burrow. Indeed, broadly speaking, the entire genus of testaceans have a resemblance to vegetables, if they be contrasted with such animals as are capable of movement. In regard to sensibility, some animals give no indication whatsoever of it, whilst others indicate it but indistinctly. Further, the substance of some of these intermediate creatures is flesh-like, as is the case with the so-called tetia, or ascidians, and the acolithae, or sea anemones, but the sponge is in every respect like a vegetable. And so, throughout the entire animal scale, there is a graduated differentiation in amount of vitality and in capacity for motion. A similar statement holds good with regard to habits of life. Thus, of plants that spring from seed, the one function seems to be the reproduction of their own particular species, and the sphere of action with certain animals is similarly limited. The faculty of reproduction, then, is common to all alike. If sensibility be superadded, then their lives will differ from one another in respect to sexual intercourse, through the varying amount of pleasure derived therefrom, and also in regard to modes of parturition and ways of rearing their young. Some animals, like plants, simply procreate their own species at definite seasons. Other animals busy themselves also in procuring food for their young, and after they are reared, quit them and have no further dealings with them. Other animals are more intelligent and endowed with memory, and they live with their offspring for a longer period and on a more social footing. The life of animals, then, may be divided into two acts, procreation and feeding. For on these two acts all their interests and life concentrate. Their food depends chiefly on the substance of which they are severally constituted, for the source of their growth in all cases will be this substance. And whatsoever is in conformity with nature is pleasant, and all animals pursue pleasure in keeping with their nature. Variety in animal life may be produced by variety of locality. Thus, in one place, an animal will not be found at all. In another, it will be small.